When Indians gather to talk about health issues, you can be sure there will be plenty of discussion about diabetes. It's one of the biggest and most persistent health problems facing tribes across the country. And the members of the four tribes with reservations in Kansas are no exception.
Native Americans are the most at risk for having diabetes. It's just predispositioned that way. And so because of that, I knew that that was going to be one of the most important things.
That's Tiffany Buffalo. She heads the diabetes program for the Sac and Fox tribe.
When you do any kind of health survey in any Indian population, it is diabetes. Either they have it or they don't want to get it.
Buffalo and other certified trainers offer diabetes prevention classes on the Sac and Fox reservation. The tribes are all trying to help their members get more physical activity and improve their eating habits to fight diabetes. If successful, that might help control another common health problem on the Indian reservations in Kansas. Bill Thorne runs the health center on the Prairie Band Potawatomi Reservation.
We know, for example, that a third of all diabetics are depressed, but we do very little with that.
Thorne says a survey done by the Potawatomi tribe last year identified mental health as a growing concern. But he says prior to that, there wasn't much talk about it.
It's one of those areas that has been kind of taboo. It's out of the closet, but I don't think it's fully out yet. So there's going to be a lot of discussion about how to make sure that there's no stigma attached with that when people seek help and care.
Reservations, like small towns, are tight-knit communities. News and gossip travel fast. As a result, Thorne says, Indians, like others in rural areas, are sometimes reluctant to acknowledge that they're struggling and to seek treatment.
You can see it in their eyes and their emotions. They will look around, and what they're looking for when they come in to report for an appointment for a group session or an individual counseling or whatever, they will look around to see if they know anybody, if they see somebody they know, because some of them just, they're embarrassed or they don't want people to know.
The link between depression and diabetes is a clear indication that mental health needs to be a bigger priority in Indian communities. But there are other deep-seated reasons, says Grace Johnson, a mental health and substance abuse counselor at the Indian Center in Omaha. She says the losses suffered by Indians as America grew and developed are still taking a toll.
A loss of culture, a loss of land, a loss of language. There's a shorter lifespan for Native Americans that's expected. A lot of death. We have high rates of suicide, we have high rates of addiction, and high rates of accidental death. So there's a lot of grief that plays into this that for some people have not been able to be processed.
But mental health therapists are in short supply on reservations. So Johnson and her colleagues at the Indian Center have recently begun offering therapy through interactive video. At first, Johnson had concerns about how effective it would be. But she says results so far have been encouraging. One of the reasons is privacy, according to Kelly Cheek, who belongs to the Iowa tribe of Kansas and Nebraska.
I think a lot of tribal members are embarrassed if they have mental health issues and they don't necessarily want to go into a doctor's office and talk. They don't want everybody else knowing what the problem is. And I think that mental health system that we just implemented is a good way for them to be kind of discreet about it.
The effectiveness of video therapy is something that will have to be tracked and analyzed. It's just getting started on the Iowa reservation. Meanwhile, the Potawatomi tribe is planning construction of a new behavioral health center. Both developments are indications that the tribes are taking the growing mental health needs of their people seriously. I'm Brian Thompson.